Leimatzei bechol mavir bnoi ubitoi ba'esh koisim ksamim me'oinein menachesh mechashiv. So here it talks about all of our chavedim, Rabbi say. The menachesh, the kishif macher, the menachesh dad, the superstition fellow, menachesh, and who's the next chaver? Me'oinein, chaver chaver, shoyel oy v'yadoini, v'doryo shalameisim. No, but derech klal, you read these psukim and not so negeya. The fellow who's into kishif and magic, it's not mamish, like, it's not so negeya. We think kishif and magic is something from some prehistoric medieval time that really doesn't have much to do with any of us, right? And then maybe it goes in some dreadful far eastern country like in India or something. And it's not so negeya in our society. Okay. Sure. That's one thing. And then this other thing about superstitions, like what's the negev chlau? What does that have to do with us? Superstitions. So we hold up the next pasuk. You shouldn't do any of these things. Ki toyev Hashem kolis eile. Anyone who does these things, because of these things, Hashem lekecha moirish eischol mipanecha. That's why you're coming into Eretz Canaan, because the bad guys beforehand, they did all these things. So tamim tiyeh Hashem lekecha. You should do tamim tiyeh. It's me, Mr. Gideon. Whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom says, that's what we do. Okay, fine. No, it's not negev, right? Okay. So I'll tell you, interesting shaila. Somebody just now on Ben Azmanim was these things you'll see in a moment. There could be a little bit more in our society, right? And then we'll talk a little bit about magic tricks, and we'll talk about all the mistama. Most of you are not being mavir b'noy la'moylech. It's not such a negayadik thing. We'll see how very negay it is. So somebody called me up on Ben Azmanim. He's having stomach issues. If you weren't maybe a grace doctor, right? This fellow smokes, drinks coffee, and chocolate. That's the consistency of his entire diet on a good day. I wonder why he has stomach issues. You know, a lot of times, Bachar, they come at the beginning of this month, they come to Eretz Yisrael, and they all say, like, you know, oh, the water. Everyone know from the water in Eretz Yisrael, the water. Of course, there's all types of dreadful things. So I remember about, this is like 18 years ago, so I went by a chumashir, by Rav Yeshua Salvechik, and he was talking that Moitz Shabbos about how the Bokharim they eat in this restaurant, and this restaurant, this, and there's other, and it sounds better in Yiddish, but I won't hurt you for this. That he says, they're all complaining about the water. They eat every single night, mit shawarma, mit dot, and his chaver, you know, shawarma, schnitzel, and herring, every single night. And then all of a sudden, but it's the water. It's the water. Right? The water's the only thing which, so it's the same thing here. I mean, if you ask me, I tell you, you know what, the fellow has such dreadful stomach problems. You know, you wake up in the coffee, then a cigarette, then chocolate. You know, that's gonna. But what happened? Say, went to an interesting person, and he has a big yarmulke also, right? Has a big beard, right? And big payas. You have to get more and more nervous as we go. Right? And he walks into this fellow, and this fellow has like a string, and he has on the bottom of the string some type of like a pendulum, the whole thing, man. And he puts it in front of him, a frum guy with askamas. And he stands in front of him and says, okay, stand like this, right? And he starts going like this, right? And he's standing in front of him. Me, at this point, I'd be a bit nervous, but he's standing in front of him with the pendulum, and he's describing to me his whole entire process. And he says, look, he puts in front of him the pendulum, and he starts telling him, okay, and he takes out different foods, right? So he takes out a box of, like, you know, cornflakes, right? He puts it in front of him, and he says, and he's looking at the pendulum, going to move, he's not going to. And then he takes out, you know, schnitzel, and he puts it in front of him, it was like this, and he takes out, you know, it's like a box of cigarettes, he puts it like this, and after a while he tells him something about energy, and something about forces, and some other medieval cryptic messages, and then he tells him that, you know, so this is what you have to do. So this person told me, he went to this fellow on Pesach, before Pesach. He says, for 3 months, right, his life has not been the same. Imamish works. Imamish, he does only what this guy says and whatever. And Imamish works, there's something to it. And then he heard it might be like a Shiloh Kishif. Right? It's a Shiloh Kishif. Is there a Shiloh Kishif? What Shiloh Kishif? Like, it works. He asked me, how could it be? I mean, you see, it works. Right? Now, I'm going to tell you a story which didn't end so nice. Right? That also happened in Benazmanah. I just say you should understand what we're about to speak about, because there's two aspects of what we're going to speak about. There's the one aspect is what we're talking about permitted, right? That's one aspect. Then there's another aspect over here is what we're talking about kedai at all to get into. Now again, this story is not as nice. It's a very very unfriendly story that there was a lady about a year ago who was also suffering from terrible stomach issues. terrible stomach issues, and she went to one of these dreadful, I mean, you don't want to see my shita yet, but she went to one of these very, very big mumchen in these inyanim, and he was able to see through the forces and the energy. Right? At any point when someone understands what I'm saying, he should interject. But through the forces and energy, he was able to see. Now, the mice, this is a lady whose husband came to me maybe three times and was asking me for different, I have certain connections in Shaar Tzedek and medical, and asking me different doctors, and we're trying to work in that direction. But it wasn't going so well. So she went to one of these people, and he did with the forces and the creatures and the demons and everything. And he says to her that she figured out that she has Crohn's. Crohn's is taka, a very unpleasant disease. She has Crohn's, but he has the ability to heal it. Right? He has, you know, with certain homeopathic, and we'll see soon, all these kind of whatever, and crushing up a beetle and being mavatlum 75 times and whatever, and work like that. Right? The end of the story is she's no longer alive. She's no longer alive because she didn't have Crohn's. She had a terrible stomach cancer, which was festering, and she was mavatl the appointment that she had with the oncologist, because once he found what the issue was, it's like, what's the point in going to an oncologist? Right? We know it's not that. We know it's Crohn's. Right? And now she has in the house 5 yisaimim, right? And but the energy, the forces. Right? So I'm saying, like, before we start, you have to realize that what we're talking about here is very serious, because we're talking about one shailan alocha, which is always serious. Huh? We're also talking about, you know, a lot of us, we get carried away because we hear about the people that it worked for. These things. I think most of the Olam here knows a little bit what I'm talking about. And we get carried away because we heard about this and we get excited, because everyone wants supernatural things to work. We love supernatural things to work, right? We would much rather go to a tree like 14 miles away from Tzfas, you walk around backwards, do hokey pokey, and then you get a shidduch, right? Within 3 days. We would much rather do that than to be mechazik ourselves in learning and davening. Because whatever doesn't make sense, the more that doesn't make sense, the better, right? Because that's the school, right? I'm the school, right? So, Mela, whatever. So, it's the same thing. I think my old friends over here know what I'm talking about. The new guys will get to know me in a minute. But that's the thing. I think it's crystal clear, right? Okay, so now let's go into the halacha, and then we'll go into maybe, again, you know, what comes out over here, don't come out hashkofa. It comes out first halacha, then afterward, you know, it's going to be answered to the halacha, hopefully, and then you'll see what the actual hashkofa satire is on this engine. So it goes like this. Number one is the klal in these inyanim. I mean, we'll start from Kishuv. Let's start from Kishuv. It happens to be, everyone knows over here, the Shittas Rambam. I'm going to say Bekitzer on these inyanim. But the Shittas Rambam was that Kishuv was really like Hayav Lo Niver in the real form of Kishuv, of what we think. You know, black magic, as it's called. Rambam's Shittah was very, very kitzani, very extreme about this. He held that most of the Gemaras, and we're talking about, I once made a cheshbon, it's about 80 dafim worth. Mamish 80 out of the 2,712 blatim and shas. He's talking about 80 dafim worth that are filled with inyanim Kishuv. Stories and this and that. And the Rambam basically on all these Gemaras, he learned it, you know, allegorical, mashalim and whatever, and trying to bring out a point. And what, but not, Kishuv didn't exist. The Rambam would shade him. I think Dalam knows these things already. The Goyin in Yerdeya and Kufayin Tes says the strongest Lashon in all 1,705 Simon of the Shulchan Aruch. The strongest Lashon is in Kufayin Tes, where the Goyin says that the Rambam was wrong. And why was he wrong? Because he read, I can't even write or see what the Goyin said. Let's put it like that. He said because he read certain Svarim, and the Rambam was wrong. And the Maisa, we have a Kabbalah, that the Rambam at the end of his life, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he went at the end of his life and he learned Kabbalah. In fact, in Tver, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and then the Rambam was Chayzer. That's what they say. Yeah, in all of his Svarim, he wasn't Chayzer, but that's the Rambam's Shita. Okay, so now, you realize that if we go to the Rambam, so then we are very, very, we're going to come out very machmir. What do I mean? The whole surah, the whole sugya of Kishuv, we're going to see. We're going to come out tremendous chumras. Why? Because, everybody say, think about it for a minute. In the Rambam's world, there are Gemaras, there are Mishnahs, there are Pesukim in the Torah that talk about a Mechashev. Right? There's definitely Pesukim that talk about a Mechashev. There's definitely a concept of magic. Right? Now, the Rambam, I'm oversimplifying, because these sugyas are very big sugyas, and I want to get right to the halacha, the point right now. According to the Rambam, we're going to be forced into a corner to say that when it comes to magic, that even if it's not real magic, even if it's magic tricks, we're going to be forced into a corner to say that that's going to be us. We have no choice, because in the world of the Rambam, there really wasn't a Kishuv. There really wasn't Kishuv, there wasn't Shaitan, there weren't any of these things. At least, certainly after the time of the Gemara. Right? So these halachas are being brought down in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and being brought down in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tamachay and Tamach Vav. So then we're in a corner, because we have no choice but to say that what's Kishuv? Kishuv means magic tricks. We have no choice, because in the world of the Rambam, there's nothing else. No, No, lefi this. I go right to the point. Lefi this. No. So the Rambam, I read his lashon. The Rambam says, Rambam's into a few places. The Rambam says, Asur le'oinen. Oinen is one of these types of magicians. It's also le'oinen. Afa pisha le'yasa ma'isa. Elo hidio isan akazavim shaksilim edam. Even though he's not really doing anything. Right? He's telling you what the stars say and this and that and whatever. Fine. He says, medam and shein divrei emes. They pretend like it's real. So the Rambam says, even though it's not real, even that's asur. Okay, some type of kishif, which even if it's not real, that's us too. You're not even allowed to do that. And as you're not allowed to practice, even kishif, which isn't real. Okay, listen to Rambam. V'keina oiches es ha'inayim. What do the words mean? V'keina oiches es ha'inayim. I grab your eyes. What's that called? What's it in English? No, it's a, what?
Illusion.
Illusion, right? Illusion, I think. I take your eyes. V'keina oiches es ha'inayim u'medame b'fnei ha'royim shoyse ma'ise timayim. He makes it look like to the people that he's doing something peladic. Right, what's that called in English? That's a Jewish magician, right? That's that guy, you know, the guy who comes to the camp, right? He doesn't work the rest of the year, I think, but fine. He comes, we'll see where he works. We'll see him up. But Hakeina Oiches Es Hainayim, Umedame Mipne Aroim, he makes it look to the spectator, She'oise Maise Timayim, Vuhu Loi Asa. And he didn't do anything, right? Hare Ze Bichlal Me'oinen Veloike. And we beat him with a stick. That, as I say. So that's, again, before we even start, you have to know that in the world of the Rambam, we're going in with I don't know, chasar and amai. According to the Rambam, it is not a good Jewish profession. You know, it's more gedai to like maybe look into becoming a barber. Well, even that we spoke last month. Also not so simple, right? But it's, whatever. It's maybe gedai to sit and learn. But later. But one thing is clear is that to be a magician, according to the Rambam, is not a gedai. Now, what's the pshat in this? Because by us, we're fleshika people. Everybody said we're Western civilized people. Yeah? What are you talking about? Black magic and does. We're Western civilized people. Now, I know that the fellow in front of me, I wish I knew how he did it, right? Then I wouldn't have to spend the money to watch him pull a schnitzel out of his ear and the dust. Right? But we know this. We're just like, you know, quick hand. You know, there's always that one guy. You know, he's like already eight and he's ready with the. Right? And we don't know how he does it, but we know it's not real, right? So Rambam holds that person is over on an Issa Deraisa. Okay? Now you think, okay, so Rambam's cheetah. So Rambam Shita, fine, you know, like a lot of people that, you know, and everything. But what does the Rambam hold? That's a silly comment. Because we have to know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, what it says in the Paiskim. We don't always Paskim like the Rambam, right? So here's where, like, the plot thickens, Rabbi Yisai. You know, it gets quite dreadful. The Lashon of the Shach, the Bach, these were, Rabbi Yisai, in the world of Psak Halacha, it's like a chess game. There's a king, the king is like the Shulchan Aruch. Then there's the Rooks. The Rook is like the Shach and the Taz and the Bach. These, you know, then they have those other ones. Right? They, everybody here is very, very serious. Yeah. The Shach, listen to a Shach. Rabbi Yisai, Shach is like, the Shach is in the world of Psak Halacha, the Shach is the Shach, the Shach is the king. In the world of Psak Halacha, the Psak is like the Shach. That's the Psak. So Shach says like this, Ayin Bach, B'shem Rambam, Degam Achizas Einayim, She'ena Al Yedei Tachbulas, listen closely, Va'al Yedei Kalus, not Kalus, Kalus Hatnuya Bayad, Kalus Hatnuya, quick-handed, that's what it says. Anything that's done quick-handed, Osir. That's it. The Shach, the boys, game over, right? The end. The Chochmas Adam. I say, in Vilna, right, the Psak, before the, you know, at the time of the Goyim, because the Goyim didn't have, the Goyim only had a Goyim. The Goyim only had a Goyim in Shulchan Aruch. So we don't have the Piskei Sefer of the Goyim until afterward. And then the Mishabura recorded a lot of what the Goyim wrote down, and that's why we got from the Goyim. But before that, the Poisik in Vilna, Rabbi said, the Vilna Poisik was the Chachmas Adam. And he writes such strong words. Chai Adam, the Chachmas Adam, the same person. Oyram Ruchazal, what's the Me'oinin? Ezemite Ze Oyches Es Ha'inayim. What is that? Who min mimin tachbula, mechuber elov kalus atnuya bayad. Quick-handed, ad shetidam elanoshim, that people think she'atze inyonim she'inam amitim. Isn't that what it is? They think that they're seeing something which isn't real. She'ina amita. They think like, you know, wow. It's unbelievable what's going on. K'moy shenir, I say, yat tam. And look at the example. You ready for this? You're not going to believe this. Yeah, usually, you know, we try to go faster and I don't read everything inside. But I know what's going to happen. Come on. I'm a Western civilized eyes, dude. Right? There's no such thing by me. I don't believe in this stuff. Yeah? I don't believe in this stuff. Right? So we think, how could that be awesome? How could it be awesome? It's not shaykh, it should be awesome. This is seven coffees this morning. It was a hard night. The baby's up all night. I'm sorry, I have to take it out on you. But that's what he says here. He says, Tom Yikru Chevel. I've been trying to do this for about like 17 years since I learned this Chacham Vadim. Yikru Chevel. Tom, every time I do it, I get tefillin. But Tom Yikru Chevel. V'yasim osa b'knaf b'gdeim v'yoytzi nachash. It might just happen this time. Ready? V'yoytzi nachash. You take the string, it comes out a snake. Bam. Right? Zok the Rambam. Zok the Chayodom. Ha'ois ze loike. Meridik, he gets Malkus. And mizet tira. He doesn't stop. Umizet tira. She'oison ha'bat chonim. The Batchonim at the Chasanis. This is right. Oisin a Batchonim. He's right now. There's definitely a Bachar here going, oh no. He's that guy. You know? Right now he's going, Oisin Batchonim. Shoisin Kidvarim Elu ala Chasanis. Vinikrin Toschenspielers. Those dreadful Toschenspielers. Yeah? Oivin beloved Oiraisa. The mitzvah, Lloyd, listen to this. Vamatzada. If you tell him to do it, you invite him to the Chasana. Oivin belift naiver. Right? I tell you a funny story. It wasn't such a funny story. I was once at a chasana, and there's a guy who vaday learned the Chochmas Adam that day. Right? That was the day he learned it. And there was one of these Toshin Spielers. I didn't even know they have them anymore. He had the Toshin Spieler, and he was doing it, everything in Dawson, the snake, and this. And he got up in the middle of the chasana, and he said, No, not over here. Right? The chasana's like, get that guy out of the way. Get him out of the way. So you think, okay, look, I come from Hungarian background, yeah? I come from a chandelier in the bathroom, yeah? So then maybe that was the psak by the Litvax. That was the psak by the Litvax. It's not my psak. That's the psak by the Litvax. Rambam, Svardim, Shark, I'm a Hungarian. Listen, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Where did he live, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? Gansfried. Gansfried lived in Hungary. He was the poisik of Hungary. No, so look what he writes in his sefer. Oy damu chazal ezem ma'oinen ze ha'oiches esenayim. Who ki'ilu oiches esenayim? Sounds familiar? Who maten oisen? Nedam like he'd oisen dvarim neflayim. Looks like he's doing things that are peldic, supernatural. Chutz mi derech hateva. Who be'em esen oisen klum? He's not really doing anything. Elakalis yodov. He's just doing quick-handed moves. Who betachbulus matav oisen? Ha batchon him same chaver. Batchon him shoyisik ma'atam alchazin is oivin belav. And if you tell him to do it, you're oivin alifnei iver and lifnei mishu yesh biyado limchaz. You have to put up signs and meshar mechoyv limchaz. Ve'kein kolshad. That's it, game over. Now I want to tell you a big insight. This is it. Really? The shiur should end over here. So now you're going to ask me, there are people that do it. Okay. No, don't be, I tell you like this. I say, you don't be that guy. I don't know if you have to be the guy, the chasana making the makotra. No, but don't be that guy. Okay, that's how the shiur should end. Not the problem. The problem is like this. The problem is, that Ramosha, now I have to explain to you something. Ramosha once explained about himself that this hand, Ramosha talked about his hand, he said, this hand, if something is mutter, can't write asr. That's what Ramosha said about himself. This hand, if something is mutter, can't write its asr. Listen to Ramosha. Now, let me explain, in the world of Psak, what I'm about to tell you, it's unprecedented in the world. Don't think like Ramosha did this often. Ramosha didn't do this often. Ramosha had a koyach that there was nobody like him in this planet. There's no one like him. But he didn't. He wouldn't go against the Chochmas Adam, the Shach, the Bach, the Rambam, the Taz, like everybody. Right? He wouldn't, so these things were not done. There's a seder advarim in Psak Halacha, Rabbi said. There's rules. There's rules of the Chochmas Adam paskin, the Kitzur paskin, they all paskin. There's rules. There's no. You can't just come along and like with a chiddush. This whole volume of Rav Moshe is a shaylif. Yeah, I wrote it and I wrote it, but it was printed this exact tshuva in a different place that Rav Moshe gave us skama to that sefer. A sefer called Shei Moilam. And Rav Moshe writes that whatever is written in this sefer from me is emes. So I mean, this tshuva is emes. You can't start saying, oh, he didn't write it. He did write it. He wrote it. There's nothing you can do about it. He wrote it. Right? So Rav Moshe, unprecedented. And we didn't even get to the good stuff yet. Uh-huh. Then you're going to see Moody. Simon Yagimel, Yerodea. This poor guy still hasn't had cornflakes in 4 weeks. You're laughing. He's crying. The name of the true, you know, the name of this. Be'inyan achizus einayim anaseh de'kal tatznua. Now, this tshuva should be one sentence long. It should just say, Foster. Ramosha, you don't ask Rav Moshe, you're allowed to turn a light on Shabbos. Ramosha, he should just write, Ein Shach, Ein Bach, Ein Magen Avram, Ein Rambam, Ein everybody, Kultur. He writes like this, Him Yesh Isser. So Rav Moshe has a big problem. He brings the Shach, he brings the everybody. And then he says these words. Let's just go straight to the Nikko. Vaha. A moment. Oh. I'll just read you from here, but he said, I'm going to read the whole Ariches. He says like this. He says, he has a kasha. This is the $1 million kasha. And Moshe says, I'll prove to you can't be like that. He has Ariches over here. He says, I'll prove to you can't be like them. I'll prove to you that it cannot be that there's an Isser to do something which is an illusion. I'll prove to you can't be that there's something, you're quick-handed, that it's Isser. Fact of Moshe, the brothers, when the whole story was going on, when the Medjur says, when the whole story was going on, that Esav came, and said, no, I'm the big tzaddik, I'm supposed to be buried in Maris Machpelah, right? And the big horns there, and the big, you know, I'm really the tzaddik, I'm supposed to be buried. So that all the brothers are fighting, and like, you know, what do you mean? We have a star, and this and that, right? So what they do, so they sent Naftali was very fast. Naftali was able to run the mile under a minute. Naftali went to Mitzrayim to get the star. So in fact, Ramesha, V'alchem shalchu Naftali Mitzrayim, La'av yishtar mechir mi'esav. That's Rav Moshe Kasha. Naftali went very fast. Now, how was Naftali able to go at such speed? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with supernatural koiches, but he was a quick guy. He was the guy you wanted on your team. Right? Naftali was the guy that was very, very quick. So Naftali had that koyach to run very, very fast. You know? So Mela, that's Rav Moshe Kasha. Anyone watching this scenario sees Naftali. He's in right now, Eretz Yisrael. He runs all the way to Mitzrayim, comes back, and the whole thing takes under 2 minutes. Right? So what is he going to think? What's he going to think? Kishuv. Obviously, there's no other way to do this except for Kishuv. Right? No, I mean, so that's Rav Moshe. How was Naftali allowed to do it? How's he allowed to do it? If you're telling me that there's an Isser to do things, you're quick-handed. That guy over there, he knows how to do, you know, conniving things, quick-handed. He's the one, he knows how to go like this, and then the coin's in that hand, and this, he knows how to do all these things, it comes out of this hand. Kailas Atznua, he knows how to do quick-handed things. We don't know how to do it. Says Rav Moshe, if he has these koiches to do it, and to give you the impression that something's taking place over here, which it's really not, and you're not allowed to use that koyach. Why? Because somebody's going to be swayed, and the Chinuch explains, he's going to think that there are koiches other than Hashem, and whatever, right? So therefore you're not allowed to use these magic koyach, even though it's not real, but you're still not allowed to do it, because it's Kenevis Das, or whatever. So he says, so how is Naftali able to run? Next kasha. He says, Shimshin. Shimshin was in this great big church. No, they put him between the two things, and Shimshin davens, and he goes. Now, everybody say, this is very serious what he did. Like, puts that way, very, very serious. A normal human being couldn't do such a thing. Right? So how did Shimshin do it? How do you use that koyach? Everybody's going to think over there, obviously, why? Obviously, Kishuv, right? Obviously, because nobody had that normal. We know the truth. That really, you know, Shimshin was like one of these, like sort of weightlifter, shaggy cows type chevador, you know? What are you laughing at? He was one of these. We know that he was really a super dude. He was very, very, very strong. Right? But anyone, any onlooker looking is going to say, this is beyond the realm of strong. So once they're going to see this, they're going to think, what's really going on over here? Must be he's using Kishuv. And he goes so emphatic over here. Says Rav Moshe, like, I'm Shimshin. I'm with the Shamash Gurus. I'm Shuna. So what's the pshat? It says vade davar tamua. I vade people thought it was Maris. I am Kishuv and whatever. Says Rav Moshe. Im Cain, Maishnoi in Yitivi. Shenasan Hashem is Baruch Lecha bekalas atnuah. Shloim Shai. You can't ask such a thing. Afilu b'darbanan. Rav Moshe writes those words. You can't ask such a thing, because how could you tell a person that he can't use his quick natured koiches? Can't be. Says Rav Moshe. So let's writes. You see the great kite of Rav Moshe, the greatness of Rav Moshe. He writes, Meredik. He says, no. Im Oymrim Shaisim Derek Teva, the Kenya do him first, any Roy Shomesser. I don't see any Esther. Listen how he answers the Tshuva. Im Ba Ya Maisa Liyodi, if somebody would come to me and ask me, Allah Al Maisa, can I do a magic trick? Can I do magic shows and whatever? So I would be Mishtamatna. I would get out of the Shaila. I tell him, let's talk in learning. You know, I was sort of like, you know, like the Gemara says, Mishtamatna. I start talking to them about something else, right? Yeah? He says, because they covered Rabbi Sein Ha'isim, because everybody asked it. So I can't be the one that comes along and matters what everybody asked it. He says, Vim Laya Ashul Shtamit. But if he puts me into a corner and he pushes me and says, no, Allah Chalamaisa, Mutter Asa. If he pushes me into a corner, I don't want to answer the Shaila. Allah Chalamaisa, Hayiti Moire, I would Moire the Bederech Tivi. Anything that you're doing with natural koiches, says Rav Moshe, V'yaduam Afurasim, and everybody understands this, Mutter. Mutter. Rav Moshe. So what do you do? No? What do you do? I mean, how do you even move? So first of all, how do you answer Moshe's Shailas? I answer his Shailas. No?
Huh? That was all in front of Goyim, too.
What?
It was always in front of Goyim.
It was in front of his brothers.
What?
In front of his brothers, too. In front of his brothers.
Why would anybody mistake it?
I will give to whoever gets the answer to this question, right, one shekel. Okay? I will give one shekel to whoever gets the answer to this question. You just have to bring change.
It's a natural substitute.
Oh, sorry, I took out a shekel. Voila, you see, you guys didn't know. I could do that, right? That's
your brothers didn't do that as fast as he wasn't tricking them.
You know, there were other people. You know, I don't know if you guys could say the rules about Goyim when there were no Jews at the time. You know what I mean? It's like you know. I don't know if that's going to go over here.
Us?
Yeah, but that's the same, like, you know. Shimshin's aftermath. What about Shimshin?
There were
no survivors of Shimshin. It's not bad. And he knew there would be no survivors. Right? It's not bad. You don't get a shackle for that. Right? That's not bad.
Okay. No,
it's a big catch up. Bye side. Think for a moment. What? It's also natural. That's good. The quick guys like myself that know to do magic tricks. Right? Oh, sure it is. It's just, I'm quick handed. Yes, I am. You just don't know. I am. I do the whole business. Right? You know all those things. They have the coin, and the thing goes into the coin. You know, all the.
Everybody knew.
First of all, at that point, he lost his kayak anyways.
Shimshin knew the fact that he had some of these random strong ones.
Oh, so what did the world think? What did everybody think? Everyone thought, Kishif.
Right?
So then every time you could say that. So every time, the guy in India right now, where's the kayak coming from, right? Who's behind the whole business, what? Nah, come on. If I'm offering money, that's not the best. So Moshe and I were talking using kayakas of Shemai. And they were using Lehejah, they were saying, we are coming from Hashem. And this is Hashem doing this. Very different. The dude at the magic show is not saying, I'm coming from God. Otherwise, what would we do? We'd arrest him and kill him. Right? And he deserves it. Right?
That's very. When you don't tell the crowd.
Yeah, so Shimshin went along and said, okay, everybody say, now. I'm going. You know, here's my. What did he have? Yeah, Dorton, like the mouth of a goat or something. What did he have? Dorton, right now, I'm going to go and kill, you know, 18,000 Palestinians. I mean, I shouldn't say that now. But they're going to go and kill, like, 18,000, whatever, Arabs or something. Didn't go so well. Right? Shimshin was like, he didn't walk around telling, I'm doing now a thing, it comes from Hashem.
He said it's not real magic.
But that's the kasha. The kasha is not real magic. It's awesome.
People that it is magic and it's not real.
But then did Shimshin get up before he killed you and went, it was not real? You know? It wasn't like that. What? He did not. Right before he killed you, told you what he was doing. You know? It's not like that. What? Everything's fake. Everything's fake. It could be real skyscrapers of Hashem and whatever. See?
People that are doing magic tricks are trying.
Jew, that's a good Jew. Seder, good luck. Now you have to get change. Okay, that's a good Jew. There's a big pella on Rav Moshe. There's a big pella. He's saying like this. You want to tell him? I should tell him. No doubt. Right? I'm charging you. Okay, he's saying good. He's a good Jew. Was he? Fall. Naftali. Oh, see what's going on here. He's a good Jew. You don't understand. He's a good Jew. He's saying like this. What's the Isser? Let's go back for a minute to understand. What is the Isser over here? We still don't understand this. What's the Isser? He's not doing anything. That's what bothers us. We're Western civilized people. It bothers us. He's not doing anything. So why should it be Isser? He's just like Ramesh is asking, right? So that's what bothers us, right? So what's the answer? So the answer the Rambam says already, when you're doing something, think about the Seder of the Pesukim, Rabbi Yisai. We want you to be Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lekecha. The Chinuch says we can't have this matzav of people going around making people believe that maybe there are koiches out there, chutz from Hashem. I mean, you all know that, you know, in the back of our mind, we know there's some kind of source. Even the Rambam doesn't hold this. We know there's some type of sorcery things in India and whatever. And it gives us a belief that there are other koiches in the world, chutz from Hashem. And if you see this magic, once a person does these things, it makes a shpa on the person. And he starts believing that there are other forces other than God and whatever. We don't want that. We don't have any part of it. And we want to be marchik you from that. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's what the Bach is saying. That's what the Shach is saying. They're all saying that you're not allowed to do these things, these quick-handed things. Why? Because it's going to make you, it's mamash what he says, it's going to make you believe that there's other kaychas out there, and we want it to be so meruchik, we want tamim tiyam Hashem lekech, nothing else but God. That's what we want. Fine. So, says the Rambam and the Chayodam and all these Paiskim, when you're coming to do that, I'm coming to trick you. That's what the Yisr is. It's like Kaina Genevis Dasaza. That's what I'm coming to do. I'm coming to do a magic trick to show you that I did something that you don't understand. And now, what's that going to do? That's going to be, maybe you're going to start believing and this and that. That's the Yisr. No, but Shimshin, that's what he's coming to do? He's coming to kill a bunch of Arabs. What's Naftali coming to do? He's coming to get the star. He's coming to get the star. So the fact that you're going to believe something, that's your problem. I didn't do something. If I'm doing it for that purpose, that's a lashon of the Rambam. If I'm coming to be oiches your einayim, I'm coming to grab your eyes to take the illusion. That's the issue. You're not allowed to grab his eyes. But I'm not doing that. So who says that's aser? Who says that's aser v'chal? Pikashen Ramesha. Pikashen Ramesha. So the kasher is asked. A few paiskim, American paiskim, Maisa. I asked the shad to Rav Yashiv about 3 or 4 years ago. So Rav Yashiv said like this. He said that to go to Rav Maisha, you can't go to Rav Maisha as a safe on this. Rav Yashiv was a Talmud of Rav Maisha. Rav Yashiv raised Kriya when Rav Maisha was Nifter. So they asked him, why? I'll go to Lador. I'll go to Lador. So he said, no, I'll Talmud. Because he read every safe, every one of the Igros Maisha. He read every one. So he was, you know, Altach a Talmud. He held it. Rav Maisha was the God. Everyone held it. But he said, to go to Rav Maisha, Rav Maisha is a big kash on Rav Maisha. And again, Rav Maisha himself says he doesn't want to answer the Shiloh. He wants to get out. I was once at a chassan with Rav David Feinstein. I asked him, you know, are you allowed to have magicians? He said, chas v'shalom? I was like, you know, your father held not like that. So he said, no, my father held that the answer is chas v'shalom. The answer is that you have to go like the paiskim and I'm getting out of the shiloh. Yeah, you want to know that, you know, you're asking me what to do. The answer is don't do it. You want to know, if you push me into a corner and you ask me, is it mutter aser? My father held it's mutter. That's not the gist of the tshuva. That's the gist of the pachas. So if you want to know halacha lemaisa, you shouldn't do it. No, but Rav Yashiv said what already the oilam over here was being ramis to, that now you understand a little bit. Now, I don't know how far to take this. I might ruin your magic show. But Rav Yashiv said, what's the aser? The aser is achizas einayim. Because I'm taking your eyes and I'm grabbing your eyes and I'm making you believe that there are other koiches. Right? So Rav Yashiv said, now listen closely, because the Oilam knows one nosach and he said a little different. He said, so what you have to do is you have to show them how you do that trick. Okay? Okay. So now, what they do nowadays is they do like this. They go to the magic show. Before the magic show, he gets up and he says like this. He says, I am not a magician. I don't have koiches. He's the only one that has koiches. And I'm going to just show you how this trick works. Right? He shows you the biggest loser trick, Shaykh. You know what I mean? Like the one that like me and you could do, right? When you're, you know, as you're being wheeled out of the hospital, you know, you're a little baby, right? Right? So, you know, that's what they do, right? But no, this one you need to know. You can't get out, right? So, and that's the one he shows you, right? You know, like you know, getting snakes out of snakes. It's very simple, right? And then he shows you that one, and then boom, he goes on to create people and schnitzel and herring. And you know, the world's going on over here, and you see things flying, you know, right? You know, so like, I ask all of you, right? The kids sitting there, you know, we're Western civilized people, right? But the kids sitting there, the 7 year olds are going like this. Right? You can't believe, whoa. No, that one was mom's shit. And when they walk back to the bunk, I don't know, maybe I grew up in different camps than you guys have. But when they walk back to the bunk, no, that one was mom's real. Right? And the counselor, he wants like, you know, I don't know, he doesn't realize he's not supposed to be saying this. I don't know, maybe really. No, that one's really real. You understand the problem, Rabbi said? So the Yashiv's Nusik was very, very chummer. He was very impressed. I once asked Rabbi Sternbach, he told me if you show them the best trick, he told the opposite, right? If you show them the best trick, and you show them how you do the best trick, so then they know obviously nothing's better than this one. I like that. No, sir, it just ruins the magic show. The guy's been waiting for this for the whole year, you know. This is the one. By the way, I have to show you how to do it first. I asked Moshe Sternbach, do you have to show them how to do it first? Yeah, that's Mahamish terrible. No, you have to show them how to do it first. So he said, show them how to do it afterward. Show them how to do it afterward. You tell them I'm going to do something, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. So that, you know. But you have to know, I don't know. Good Jewish profession is dos nish. Okay, that's the bite side. We don't have much time. That's one sugya. Okay. Now, obviously, we have like only minutes over here. I just want to go to the other sugya for a moment. Again, there's a lot over here. Maybe we'll talk about it maybe next week. But there's one last thing. What about real magic? Okay? So I told you the Rambam sheet is not really real magic. And the Maisa, most of the Pais can take on not like that. Most of the Pais can take on that there's also real magic. And again, like I said, you have to matcha 80 dafim of Gemara if you're going to say like the Rambam. And I'm not getting involved, the Rambam, maybe the Rambam was closer. But Lemaisa, we take on la locha that there is a concept of real magic. Now, that real magic is Isser Gomer. The Minchas Yitzchak writes a tshuva that they tell him that there's someone in India, this is the tshuva, there's someone in India that can do an operation without knives. He can do an operation, he does something, he stands over your body, and he goes, I wouldn't want this dude over my body. But he sits like this, and like this, and then you get better. Right? So they asked the Minchas Yitzchak, these are people that need operations, are life-threatening thing. The Minchas Yitzchak says, I checked in Kol HaToyre Kula, and in Kol HaToyre Kula, I do not find a heter to do Kishif, which is like the first cousin of Avodah Zarah, for Pikuach Nefesh. It's one of the Gimel Chamuros, and you have to lose your life for it. So the Minchas Yitzchak, with a, you know, like we say, a Kina Harifa, with a sharp knife, he paskins, that's it. You can't do Kishif. No. So again, like I said, in our, nobody here is going to India. In the recent years, the reason, like 5-10 years. So I used to be nervous to talk about this, but recently someone told me that Rebelsky, a person in America, makes mamish like a mochum against this. So now I'm not so nervous anymore. I know the Yashiv is very fire against this. In the recent years, in the last 5-10 years, there have come up a lot of people. Right? Let me just tell you one story. There's once a couple that came to me that's a certain Indian, right? And they went to a mekubal. Okay? Not every mekubal, but you say, you know, make sure you ask your rebbeim first. Who the Mekubalim you can go to? You know, they're the known ones, right? There's Rav Yaakov Hillel, the Shragi Kal. They're the known fellows. Right? They're the ones that, you know, that they're, you know, you have to know who to go to, right? Fine. Sometimes you have a Mekubal, right? And these guys, you know, not everybody should be learning Kabbalah. Everybody says, she's a very nice lady, but she shouldn't be learning Kabbalah, right? So this fellow came to me. He was like, oh, mensch. He went to the, they went, and she started telling about, you know, there's this taka problem here, and names, and the marriage, and the person came back to me. He was pushy. He was like a different color green. I was nervous. Like, I don't want to talk against Kabbalah, because then they'll turn cows into a frog, right? So I'm going to say, no, you don't have to listen to these guys. Ribbit. I'm not interested, right? So I said, look, I don't know anything about it. The guy told me that he was telling me things about me that no one in this planet could possibly know. You know, you can tell me what you want, but when you're sitting there and he starts telling you this and this and this, right? And you know, he's like, ask your wife, you just leave the room for one moment, right? You know, so I go, I don't know, here, I don't know. Let's go to Yaakov Hillel. Yaakov Hillel is, you know, he lives right over here in the Bukhan. He's the Yodei of these in Yon. I'm like, I don't know. Go to him. Let's see what he says. He walks right into his room, speaks English. He points. Over there is East Jerusalem. He says, I know people. He gets so upset. I never saw him. He says, I know people. He wrote a sefer called Tomim Tia. That's the name of it. Tomim Tia. He obviously, you know, history. And he's the biggest mekubal in the ganze Welt. He's the one that knows the most of the. He turns to the street. He points over there. He knows, I know guys on that side of the street that could do it for much cheaper. Of course there's real kaiches here. Of course there's real kaiches, right? But not everybody's allowed to be mishtamish with these kaiches. The dark kishif kaiches and the stargazing kaiches. And not everybody's allowed to use these kaiches. Do the kaiches exist? Yes. Who says you're allowed to use them? And maybe if you don't use them and you're tamim tiyah mashem alkecha, maybe you'll be happily married. You know, and maybe so the sikkum is like this. In the last recent years, last 10 years, it's become much more popular, especially in the frum circle. I want to explain to you why in the frum circle it's much more popular. If I say the Goyim are Western civilized. We are not. Right? The Goyim don't believe in kaiches, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in this. So it's gonna be very hard to sell a Goy. Right? That, you know, these energy things and, you know, this problem about you by looking at your body and going like this and that and telling you this food is, yeah, good for you and this food is not good for you and whatever, etc., etc. Because by the Goyim, they don't believe in Kaiches. It doesn't start. They don't go to the Lechatchila. You tell a Goy, you know, Jews, you know, and you know, we believe in Kaiches. So 50% of the world's market, up my side. There's 6 billion people in the belt, right? I don't know, is it like 7 now? I don't know what it is. There's 6 billion of them. And the world's market on these things is 40% are the Jews. 40% of the whole market of a 6 billion, we're just a handful of people, there's 19, 20 million of us. And the whole market, 40% of the world's market that's into these things are Jews, Rabbi Yisai. You understand we're talking here? So we're Western civilized, but we believe in these things. So recently, in the last 10 years, you have a lot of these, sometimes with Kabbalah, sometimes with Challah, right? That are very into these Chachmas. They learn it, they teach it now in colleges and universities, they learn it. And the problem is like this. When you speak to them, and this is the klal that I heard from Vyashiv, the klal is something we can explain that's not kishif. Okay? If I can explain that garlic has koiches, you take garlic syrup and it works for this problem, you take this type of herb and this type of spice and this type of medicine, so this chemical affects this, we can explain it, then that's not called kishif. That means the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with certain natural substances. That natural substances goes against this, takes care of this, right? And gavaldik, right? But if there's something we can't explain, so the Yashiv Bemis, Rishlei McKluger writes it, he says if you have a table, and all of a sudden, I think it's like a Ouija board, right? He's got a table, and just sitting there, and somehow, his thinking and his energy and whatever, the table moves, says Rishlei McKluger, that's called kishif. Why? Because we can't explain it. They can't explain it. What do? They say words, energy. Right? We ask them, what's this energy? So they say, no, it's a force. There's a force around the person. what is it, right? It's a force, right? Where does it come from? I don't know. You did a lot of shnitzel, lay down, right? When you, they can't explain it. You ask them, they tell you, we can't explain it. Right? Now, at that point, so some of them go, oh, it's Hashem. Right? They blame God on this, right? You know, it's Hashem. Everything's Hashem. So the kishon is Hashem. Where did the koyach that fellow in India come from? God is running the world. He can take care of that guy too, right? But anything that in our fleshly eyes, in our eyes that we can't explain with natural, that's called kishif. That's why these things, again, we'll end with this, but you know, there's a lot more. But you know, when you have a pendulum, we don't know how it swings. He doesn't know how it swings. There's an energy. And that when we bring our cornflakes, all of a sudden it swings this way. Can't explain it, right? That's kishif. That's hardcore kishif. That is kishif. That's an isidraisa. That's malchus. And you have to give up your life to not do it. Okay? Now, how and far and whatever, and there are other cases and whatever. So at least now you know if you have a shayla, you know what to ask. And the ikkar is tom im tia im hashem alekeichem. Like a Shabbos, everybody say.